You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. What, quote, supposed to school did you go to? Your supposed to school is where you learn all of the unwritten rules, expectations, and habits that you take for granted and that you expect your partners and other people in your life to follow. Well, just because. Most conflicts in daily life come from people who go to different supposed to schools. Today, we'll talk about those hidden rules and what to do about them. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, where did you come up with this idea of, quote, supposed to schools, and why are they so important?
Well, you know, as we started doing this work with clients, we always had these problems that people would come to us with their partners. That was probably the number one thing.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
It's not me. It's him or her.
It has to be the other guy. Yeah.
And they just didn't understand why their partner would do certain things, you know, whatever.
Either in a certain way or with a certain attitude.
Yeah.
Or
why did they do that? Don't they know that it's against the rules?
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
But they would never say that explicitly. They would always say, you know, I'm so angry because
blah, blah, blah happened.
They did this.
Yes.
You know,
and when I ask them about it, they didn't know.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, and so I came up with this idea because I'm kind of a smarty pants all the time. You know, if you want a sarcastic answer, you come to me and I'll
oh, and he'll give you one.
I'll give
Trust
you one.
Me.
Yeah. But so I said, well, you guys came to, you know, you came, you had, you came from different supposed to schools.
Correct.
Supposed to what? Well, you know, in your family, you learn you're supposed to do it this way.
And in your family, you were learning that you were supposed to do it that way.
And sometimes it's not that clear cut.
Oh yeah.
It has to do with all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, there's all these hidden rules, beliefs, expectations
mm-hmm.
that we just take for granted because we grew up with them.
Yes.
And then when they're violated out in the world, we don't understand.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that today.
Okay.
And it's a big part of, if you can understand this idea, this concept, and then start to uncover your own supposed to rules.
Well, and one of the ways that you do that is go back and start looking at your story.
Yes. Okay. Your story.
Yes.
But, I'm trying to talk about the benefit today for the people in the audience is that by understanding these rules, mm-hmm. you can get, you can avoid a lot of conflicts that would normally happen.
Ah.
And, you know, I've got clients who are just getting together with a partner. I've got clients who've been with a partner for a long time
mm-hmm.
and they have these chronic problems that they don't know how to deal with. They
right.
keep, it's like they're hitting their head against the wall, and it's usually some form of the supposed to schools that's gone
yes.
awry.
It's true.
So here's where most of them come from.
Okay.
Your family.
And couldn't be my family, by the way.
Everybody's family has these ideas and beliefs. And mm-hmm. so as people get together, there's all sorts of them there from, you know, it could be the, how you roll up or don't roll up the toothpaste roll.
Oh, you know, that's a really big one for a lot of people.
You know, is the toilet paper, does it roll from the top or does it roll from the bottom?
Yeah. You know, and I know you, for the audience out there, you're thinking, what are these two?
What does that have to do with my life? I'm trying to survive. And you're talking about
toilet paper. Well, exactly.
I guarantee you, people get really angry about this. And here's the other thing. Okay.
Yes.
If you're mad at your partner,
okay,
because they did something a week ago,
yeah,
and then they roll up the toothpaste in the wrong way,
yes,
that gives you your excuse to
fire on them
with all that anger about whatever happened,
or have an attitude and not talk to them.
Yeah,
and I mean,
however you express your anger,
that's as opposed to as well.
Yes, it is,
because some let's just use men and women for just a moment. Some women think that the best way to take care of it is to just fire on them. Some women think that being quiet and silent and ignoring your partner is the loudest.
Tells them a message, exactly. which almost never happens.
Yes, you know, exactly.
The silent treatment almost never communicates what you think it's communicating.
Yes.
So, and I guess we listen to a lot of the Hallmark Channel, and I just you know, we take care of my mom, who's 91, and she's
deaf. And by the way, it's great for her. It's you know, because it has a lot of non-violence.
Yes, so we're always there, yes. Listening, you know. And they were talking the other day about love language, and what's your love language? Well, your love language, basically, someone wrote an article. It sounds like a Cosmo article or something.
Sure does.
But your love language is the way you express your affection to a partner. There's a reverse of that, is how do you express your anger to a partner? That's, you know, right. Some people just throw, you know, yell and scream, and some people go silent and just chill them out.
Some people, quote, just swallow it, and then 6 months later, here it comes.
Yes. And those are all supposed to rules.
Yes, they are.
All come and from your family and supposed to.
And the, by the way, the supposed to's are not always spoken, meaning that we observe is usually how we learn the supposed to's.
And that's the whole point of this show today, is that
correct.
They're unconscious.
Yeah.
So we take for granted that, well, I'm giving you the silent treatment, so you're supposed to know that I'm angry because you didn't, you know.
Because you didn't put the toilet paper on the roll correctly.
Right.
Right. Okay.
You know, we figured a lot of these things out. So, I mean, we agree about the way of the toilet paper.
We do.
Oh, even the toilet seat, you know.
We
agree with that in the beginning, that the most fair way is the person who leaves it the way they were
they
using
left it.
It.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So, but, you know, and for the most part, because we've been doing the ecosystem approach,
correct,
clearing away all this stuff, and that's how you uncover these rules and these beliefs.
And also how you get clarity about how to deal with the supposed to rules.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just...
we've got a couple examples.
We do have a couple examples. There's one of the things that I grew up with was my dad had almost no sentimentality. So it was always work before... Yes. Work and chores before holidays and some sort of nicety, emotional nicety, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And so holidays were no big deal. Mm-hmm. Birthdays were no big deal. You know, when I started being connected with Patricia, it was just the opposite. It was just, you know.
I'm laughing. Those of you that are watching this as opposed to, I'm laughing at this because there were so many times that he was appalled. You do what? Yeah. Pardon? You, that's okay. He would say things like that. And things like Thanksgiving dinner, I would do, a major amount of this, and this, meaning I would make the potatoes. I would make all the pies, things like that. And then we would take them to my niece's house because she had the biggest house. It housed, yeah. I have a very large family. And now,
since we moved up here, we've got the biggest
house.
Yes, so,
we do.
And so there's a supposed to rule about that I'm still, after 5 years, I'm still trying to get my head around it. You know.
And by the way, oftentimes he goes like this. He scratches his head, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, the idea we never had, you know, my dad really tried to isolate us. And I was just, you know, I'm just realizing how much that affected us.
Right.
But we never entertained, period.
Yes.
So, oh my gosh.
And I grew up in a family of complete entertainment.
Oh, come on over, you know.
Yeah, come on over. There's always enough food. If there wasn't, my mother would open a jar of applesauce, and I'm not exaggerating.
You know, so it's hugely different supposed to schools. Here's another one that I think is important. We're kind of running out of time, but there's so many things that we can talk about here.
Okay.
Well, and I'll talk about that in the next one. About there's supposed to that you get from work, but there's two other things I want to say about the personal stuff.
Okay.
One of the big supposed to's was I'd have so many people whose parents would say, if something happened, they fell down or they did something or something bad happened, they say, "What did you do?"
Oh,
and this is where it's all unconscious, because the unconscious message is, if you didn't choose to do what you did, then the bad thing wouldn't have happened.
Correct.
Which isn't always true. That is what you do, and the implication that if you make good decisions all the way, then everything's going to turn out it's not true.
Yes.
That's not true in this world. Exactly. You can make really bad decisions and things turn out all the time.
Exactly.
You know, it's, and that's where energy comes in. Whole different subject.
Exactly.
Last one.
Okay.
The supposed to with the, in the family about who does what, the pecking order.
Yes.
Where your position is in the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it's a big deal.
She was always the black sheep. No one ever questioned, you know, well, should she be the black sheep? You know, it was her mother determined that she was, and that was
therefore, that was it.
And there was the never rule. Any question.
Exactly.
You know, maybe it's the man who gets preferential treatment to the women.
Oh yeah.
No one ever challenges that.
Yes.
There's all these rules that come in a family that you never even think about.
Exactly. And by the way, these supposed to's affect you, whether you realize it or not, daily.
Yes.
This is not about, once a month I'm affected by the supposed to's. I don't care what age you are affected by the supposed to's, and we've been trained we're not allowed to question them.
Yeah.
So with that said, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Unconscious rules and expectations come from the training of our individual supposed to schools.
Yes.
Most conflicts that happen in close relationships are the result of unconscious rules. Mm-hmm. Work environments, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, have their own unique supposed to schools that can vary even in similar types of work.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach helps you uncover your own rules and expectations so you can have better relationships.
I love that. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how your Enneagram type has some unconscious, quote, supposed to rules that often cause conflict with others. This, by the way, is a huge issue, and everybody is unconscious to it. This perspective can really help all of your personal relationships, both personal and for work. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Get empowered.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how your Enneagram type has some unconscious, quote, supposed to rules that often cause conflict with others. This perspective can really help all of your personal relationships, both personal and at work. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, explain how your Enneagram type creates unconscious rules that cause problems in relationships. And I know he's going to use me as an example here, by the way, everybody.
Well, I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about the work thing.
Okay.
Because, and this is warning, this is an Army story, but when I was in the Army, I was in the 82nd Airborne.
Okay.
And in the Army, that's considered an elite unit. They have the Rangers, they have the Special Forces, mm-hmm. they have the 82nd Airborne. And that was probably the lesser of those three.
Okay. But those are also the Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs is an elite unit in the Navy.
And
I don't recall what I'm sure there's one in the Air Force, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's, you know, everybody, whatever unit you were in, you thought you were an elite unit, and that's why you had a patch on your sleeve.
Right.
It was very, very male. You know, you wore your uniform. But the point about the Army is they taught you. They're supposed to rules are right out there. You know, you look sharp, you are sharp.
Yes.
You know, military bearing, stand up. You know, speak up like you got a pair. That was always, I was always hearing that in boot camp. And, you know, where we were in the 82nd, you know, looking sharp was a big deal. And walking like you've got a purpose.
Yes.
You know, to walk around with your hands in your pocket and just not knowing where you're going or looking timid was so... that was part of our socialization, you know, and it was interesting because right next door was Special Forces.
Okay.
They went out in small groups and into countries and were training people. So they had a much more casual, they would stand around and have their hands in their pockets because that was part of their culture. In the 82nd, it wasn't, you know,
okay.
The Rangers, however, they were, you know, their units would go like a well-oiled machine into a conflict, and it was everybody was lined up and everybody's had all their stuff. It was just that you're where you work, there's a lot of supposed to's that come from where you work.
Yes, it's true.
When I got my first job out of college, you know, if you would come from the big three automakers, for example,
yes.
you know, GM, Ford, or Chrysler, you know, you had a lot of street cred already because those companies socialized you in work in a certain way.
Yeah.
And so when the vendors would hire those people afterwards, that label would stay with you.
Ah, I see.
You know, and it was a big deal. Same thing in the work environment goes for you. If you go for if you graduate from a elite school.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I remember where we used to work, the CEO's assistant came from Harvard, and she loved that idea that, you know, she wasn't a better assistant than anybody else, but the fact that she was from Harvard was a big deal to the CEO.
You could say she rather wore it.
Yes, she did. Okay. So the work environment give you a lot of supposed to's also.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why a lot of people like to hire vets because they have expectations of a certain mindset.
Ah, okay.
You know,
I
sort of
thought of that one. Sure.
So anyways, but your Enneagram type. So to understand how your Enneagram type goes to your supposed to rules, you have to understand how it works. Your Enneagram type represents the behavioral compulsions that you do without thinking. So, for example, a four, this person here next to me, is emotional. Me, you know, sixes look outside of their world and say, what does everybody expect of me? And they try and conform to that. So they're the good guys. They're the ones who you can, you know. Eights, they're always ready to fight. So if there's some sort of conflict, they rush into action and they fight it out. Yes, and that's just natural to them. They you know, if it offends people, you know, and they don't understand a week later while this one person won't talk to them is because they fought with them a week before.
Yes.
You know, that's often the case with an eight.
Correct.
You know, nines are the peacemakers.
They don't want any conflict.
They don't want any conflict. Correct. And so instead of speaking up or saying something when it's required, they'll
back away.
Most likely back away. Yes,
they will.
So each type has its own twos. Oh, twos. Twos expect other people to follow the rules and take care of their feelings. So if I've said something, if I was a little brusque, which being a fire sign, I have a tendency to do, then the twos around me say, oh, you know, you hurt my feelings. But they never say that out loud. They just kind of back away, or they're more likely to give you the silent treatment, or
well, they'll walk around you.
Exactly. And one of the things I've noticed working with a lot of twos over the years is that twos seem to come together because they all have the same supposed to rules.
Yes, they do.
Your Enneagram type, all those twos know what, you know. I see the same thing with eights. You know, twos get together, eights get together because they're always fighting, and they're always fighting with each other. And
but if they're fighting with another eight, that's called pure joy as far as they're concerned.
Yeah. And then so after they're done fighting, then they're pals again. And,
let's go have a beer.
That kind of exactly. Thing. Yeah. No, you know, but here's the benefit of all this. Okay. If you're listening right now and you understand your Enneagram type, you understand your Enneagram type of the people around you, and you're in a work situation.
Correct.
Even in your own family, understanding this, you have an understanding of the other person's supposed to rules and how they view the world.
Right. And if you have that understanding, first you have to know yourself, but if you have that understanding about the people that you work with, then there's a part of you that understands how to approach, how to work with, how to connect with these people to get whatever job done.
Yes.
And it's very, very interesting.
Oh, it's so valuable.
It really is.
You know, if you know you're working with an eight versus working with a six versus working with a three, you've got a heads up in terms of how to deal with that person, see what from their perspective.
Yes. And by the way, it's really important when you are when you're in a work environment to see things from other people's perspective. I guarantee you it will benefit you.
Here's the other thing about the Enneagram.
Okay.
Your Enneagram type always comes from negative energy attached to your soul or essence.
Correct.
And those compulsions that we talked about are just a reflection of that negative energy.
Yes.
So if you always feel hurt because you're, you know, a two or some other type, or let's say your nines get hurt a lot, but they don't say anything about it.
Correct.
Eights, when they get hurt, they roar.
Yes,
you know, and they roar
and keep roaring.
Yes. You know, fours, it's always about them and they're creating drama all around them. You know, but those traits are compulsions. Mm-hmm. And if you understand that they're compulsions, you can't control them.
Right.
Except if you use the ecosystem approach. And we find, and we're going to do a show about that, I think, soon.
Okay, good.
What happens when you start to overcome the behavioral compulsions of your Enneagram type, and so what you're left with.
That's going to be a great story.
Because it's like we don't know what to do. We don't know how to act.
You almost feel lost.
Yes.
The blanket has been ripped out from underneath you, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So, we are out of time. Oh my God.
We are on time. I mean, that's quite interesting for us. You know, I also want to talk about when you understand your Enneagram type, and by the way, take the time to figure out what your Enneagram type is. I have read several books, and I always wanted to be something that I wasn't, because that was fantastic. But when you start to see that your Enneagram, and then you see the truth of who you are, it's pretty awesome to see those supposed tos are not always right for you.
Well, and that's what we're finding out for both of us.
Yes, we are.
Our Enneagram types, we've been spending all this time clearing those compulsions, those behavioral compulsions.
Correct.
To be a nice guy for a six.
Yes.
To have drama for a four. And then you're left with who you are authentically, which we use the natal chart and astrology.
And it's really interesting.
Oh my gosh.
What great learning. And by the way, your soul, your essence of who you are, truly begins to love this. And the message that I have received more than anything is that it's okay to love myself, not be self-absorbed, but to love myself so I can love others.
And that's not something you force. It's a natural response.
It really
to
is.
Removing that negative
and
energy.
It's quite surprising. So
it really is.
Yeah. I'm ready for key points,
yeah,
Jason.
Let's do it.
Jason, what are the key points?
The Enneagram helps you understand your emotional compulsions that have rules.
Mm-hmm.
Compulsive behaviors come from negative energy and can cause difficulties in your life. You can't remove compulsive behaviors with programming or force.
Right.
You have to use the ecosystem approach or some sort of energy process.
It's the best way.
Yes. And the ecosystem approach is designed to teach you to uncover your unconscious behaviors and beliefs that hurt you.
Correct. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to uncover these rules and expectations that often are unconscious and taken for granted. Not surprising. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you. Have the bumps in life's road taken away your passion, your fire, and your power? What would you do if you could take it all back? Tune in to The Take Back Show with Tiffany Watkins, strategies to take back your control. Tiffany has 25 years experience in business and leadership roles and will teach you how to grab a hold of your life and make it work for you. Streaming live every second and fourth Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific on YouTube, Facebook, and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to uncover these rules and expectations that are often unconscious and taken for granted. And what we're talking about, the rules and expectations of the supposed to school. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, how does one uncover unconscious rules and expectations? Oops.
Well, these rules and expectations are uncovered naturally. They're a natural byproduct of using the ecosystem approach. And by the way, if this is speaking to you, say, oh my gosh, these supposed to rules are kicking my butt and they're a problem in my relationship with maybe my kids, my spouse, whatever. Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for a free section. Yeah. And you'll get all the clearings that we're going to do in the end of the show. They're all written out there for you.
So that part's really easy.
And that's how you start to uncover those supposed to rules.
Yeah.
We're gonna go a little bit deeper than that.
Okay.
What we teach you in the ecosystem approach is first how to remove negative energy.
Yes.
That's the biggest. It's not something you can kind of sit down and think, say, oh, I'm going to think about this. I'll figure this out.
Rodin,
exactly.
Yes,
okay. I'm going to think about this and figure it out. Yes.
It's here. Yes.
Because they're unconscious. They're by definition unconscious.
Right.
So how do you uncover what's in your unconscious? Well, energy does that. Energy work does that. And it's,
correct.
We have this belief that, we have to deal with our unconscious mind. Well, we shouldn't have an unconscious mind. It should be primarily unconscious. Now, I don't want to have to think every breath that I take during
Correct.
The day. I don't want to think that to tell my heart to keep pumping. But in terms of knowing who I am in the world and how I'm affecting everybody around me,
mm-hmm.
I want to be fully conscious about that. And you should too. And I know it would help you if you're in pain right now or you're struggling right now. That being unconscious is not helping you.
Yes, exactly. And the other part of that is that, and I said it earlier, we've talked about it many, many times, but knowing your story helps you to stop being unconscious.
Yes.
And by using the ecosystem approach to clean up the wreckage of your past, so to speak, makes it so much easier to take care of you because you matter. All of us that are here, we matter. We matter. We are here to make a difference in the world. And it's really, really, really important to understand what's standing in your way. And I'm talking about energetically, it's keeping you from going forward.
So how do you uncover these unconscious beliefs and rules?
Okay.
Remove negative energy, mm-hmm. Constantly, consistently, and specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Uncover your emotional story.
Mm-hmm.
Your emotional story has a lot to do with your unconscious beliefs.
Correct.
You know, you were the black sheep of the family. It's funny, in your family, no one ever questioned whether you should be the black sheep or not.
I just was.
And since you've been doing the ecosystem approach, you've kind of just said, hey, this is who I am, take it or leave it. And people say, oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's
what they're saying. Wow.
Your family is turned around but they don't say, well, I didn't see it that way now, but now I see it this. They don't even think that way. They just follow unconsciously because now you're leading where before you were, you weren't.
Exactly.
And I know the same things have happened for a lot of our clients.
Yes.
Things change when you start uncovering that negative energy because you're able to eliminate some of the compulsive behaviors, but your emotional story is a big part of that.
Correct.
And then knowing your Enneagram type is huge.
Well, and believe it or not, in the beginning, I thought that part was the most fun because it's, you're this, and this, and it was like, I'm all those things. But if you lift that up and see what your compulsions are underneath all of that, you go, oh, what do I do with this? And the answer is, you use the ecosystem approach.
Well, and the Enneagram type is a great way to understand people who are in the same family. They went to the same supposed to school.
Yes, they did.
But they have different supposed to rules, probably because of their Enneagram type.
Very likely. But one of the things I have noticed, and I do want to put this out there, oftentimes in families, you will have many or more than one of the same type in the family. There are so many fours in my family. There are sevens in my family. And there's eights in my family, a lot of them. And a few twos, I'll say it that way. But the interesting part is the fours, they gravitate together. The eights, they gravitate, And the interesting part is when one, would be me, starts changing the supposed twos of the Enneagram type that I am, it's everybody kind of goes, what are you doing?
So when you're trying to resolve dysfunctional relationships with your spouse or your parents,
your siblings,
that sort of thing, knowing your emotional story,
yes,
your Enneagram type, and then using this energy work that we do with the ecosystem.
It's phenomenal, everyone.
One of the things that, we haven't, give some more examples. We haven't done that today as much, but my first wife, I see this now very clearly. She passed away of cancer when my daughter was 7 years old, but I see now she wanted a daddy.
Yeah.
She didn't have a dad growing up, and she thought I was strong and that I'd lead, but she wanted me to treat her more like a dad would treat a child.
Yeah.
Nurture her, and I wanted a partner. So my supposed to was I wanted someone that would work with me to achieve objectives in our marriage.
By the way, he got it.
With Patricia, but for her, she was saying, well, why aren't you telling me what to do? Why aren't you just why are you asking me this? Why don't you just tell me,
what to do? Because I'm afraid if your expectations are more than I can handle, I won't be able to handle it.
Those things we don't are so unconscious.
Right.
And when you look at what your kids, conflict with your kids, conflict with your spouse,
even
with your boss, the supposed to school is right in there.
It's and by the way, it's everywhere. Everybody just take a moment. What's the biggest supposed to that you have today? And most people that are working a job, whether you're at home or whether you're in the office, the supposed tos are that I'm supposed to make enough money to support everyone, that kind of thing. I would say that's one of the biggest supposed tos. But are you really doing the job you want to do? Are you really doing the job that's right for you?
Well, people are questioning their work, and
they really are.
And are they supposed to work this hard?
Yes.
Is that what they really want to do? And
correct,
they probably just been doing it unconsciously. Mm-hmm. All the quiet quitting, we did a show about that a while back.
Yes.
It's all there. It's mm-hmm. it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So and I'm trying to think of another example before we go to the key points, but this idea of uncovering has been so helpful to so many people, because we see that's what we do when we work with a client and they're struggling with a spouse or
right.
a sibling or a parent.
Mm-hmm.
We uncover the supposed to rules.
Yeah.
And once you uncover it, and then you start to clear the compulsion to do it that way.
Correct. Because that's created.
Yes. A lot of your Enneagram stuff are compulsive.
Yes.
So even though you don't want to always attack like an eight would, you find that you're doing it compulsively. You can't back away from that.
Exactly.
A six is compulsively nice when they don't really want to be nice. They want to be more confrontational, but it's just compulsive.
Yes.
And the way to get out of that is to start clearing
Ecosystem approach. There's one more thing. The unconscious, one of the things that we're trained in, we're supposed to just accept what our parents say.
Yeah.
That's a supposed to, and we're not supposed to question them. When you do question them, and of course I was one of those children that did, when I would question, I have to tell you, I would actually physically get knocked off my feet if I questioned what the unconscious rule was. And I didn't understand that I wasn't supposed to question it. And that created a lot of conflict for me.
Yeah.
And that was a tough one.
That was just because it was hard for your mother to answer the question.
Yeah.
So you weren't supposed to because it was hard. So exactly. We're going to run out of time.
So, yeah. Okay, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Removing unconscious rules and behaviors is an energy process. Uncovering rules and expectations starts by removing the negative energy constantly, consistently, and specifically. Mm-hmm. And knowing your emotional story and Enneagram type is the way to know what energy to remove.
Yes.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to put it all together and uncover those unconscious rules and expectations and then resolve them with all your relationships.
And by the way, it's a journey. It's a journey, and you can have so much fun with it.
It's not a quick fix where you hear it say, oh, this is how you deal with your parents.
And boom, one,
boom,
two,
boom,
three.
Boom. It doesn't work that way.
No,
yeah.
No, but life doesn't work
that
way.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you remove the negative energy so you can begin to uncover your, quote, supposed to school beliefs, rules, and ideas that cause problems in your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Damayanti, where you can find a special gift for that special person. Or perhaps that special person is you. Our collections include messages in sacred Sanskrit of love, fearlessness, divine energy, and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti is the place to find a soul message unique to you, designed for your life journey. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you remove the negative energy so you can begin to uncover your, quote, supposed to school beliefs, rules, and ideas that cause problems in your life. You know, we got so wrapped up in talking about the supposed tos in the last segment, we forgot to tell everyone how we begin to uncover, remove negative energy. So I'm going to turn it over to Jason.
So we're going to do the first one, and we say a statement. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. And then at the eliminate part, what I want you to do in your imagination, in your mind's eye, gather up what we say to eliminate. So the first one is the barriers. So I can see that uncovering my supposed to school rules and beliefs will help my relationships. So what you're gathering up is the barriers. Gather them up, take a mild breath. And blow them into the processor. You can see that on the screen. Jacob's putting it up
exactly.
on the screen right
Thank
now.
Thank you, Jacob, very much.
And otherwise, put it in a trash can. Just visualize a trash can.
Exactly.
Put it in there.
Exactly.
And it's that simple.
It is that.
And then we don't have to say that first part every single time. So,
and sometimes one of the things I find about the first part is that when things are really intense for one of my clients, I will repeat that part just to make that point. That
slow it down. Yeah,
that's exactly right. So, all right, moving right along. And then after we get all this done, we're going to activate life force. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. So, and for the second one, and to eliminate the barrier so I can see that my supposed to rules growing up may not serve me as an adult. Wait a minute. No kidding.
Maybe they didn't serve you as a child either. But as an adult, you get to choose. So yes,
exactly. Pick it up and throw them in the processor. You don't need those supposed to rules anymore.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that happens when my unconscious rules create conflict.
And that's the other thing. Start looking for those unconscious rules that are creating conflict. And do what? Clear them. Remove them.
There's been so many people that have had this rule that says, I can't offend anybody. I can't make anybody unhappy.
Right.
And they have this constant anxiety as a result. So clear those intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress right now.
Take a breath.
Gather up.
And throw it in that processor. Remember, anything that goes in the processor, the garbage can, gets processed and then comes out the front, or not at all in the garbage can, comes out and it's neutral. So you're all good. And to eliminate, moving right along, and to eliminate the feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that is the result of unconscious rules and beliefs that don't serve me. Take a breath. Easy. Blow them out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my beliefs I take for granted may not serve me or help my relationships.
Yes. Take a breath. By the way, that was one of the biggest ones for me. Well, wait a minute. This is the way it's always been. Well, maybe it's the way it doesn't need to be now.
Yeah.
That was how I resolved that for me. So go ahead.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can start seeing some of the rules and beliefs that I've taken for granted.
Yes. And that would be unconsciously.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror that I have that may be the result of unconscious beliefs that are the source. Huh. That's one to really think about. Take a breath. What is that source? Throw that negative energy into the processor.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the way I treat my partner and coworkers can come from unconscious beliefs.
Yes.
Take a breath. If you don't understand why people are always offended by you, there may be some beliefs there that that don't serve you or
anybody
your relationships.
Else, exactly. And to eliminate any resentment I have about things my partner does, because we come from the different, quote, supposed to schools. Take a breath. Blow that out.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to changing my rules and beliefs because of my loyalty to my supposed to school training.
Yes.
You don't have to be loyal to it anymore.
Exactly. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see subtle rules with my partner are because of conflicting rules. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see what you did. You mixed up the two clearings.
Oh, so I'll do the other one.
So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the subtle rules that govern my life are unconscious.
Oh, yes.
Take a breath.
I knew it didn't seem right, but, you know, we'll take it from there. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the most supposed to rules are just opinions. And guess what? They can be changed. Take a breath. They might have worked for somebody else 20 years ago or even 100 years ago, but they might not work for you today.
Yes.
Yes. Nice and easy.
I always got the face when I questioned why are we putting all this effort into this getting together for Thanksgiving? It's like, how can you even question that? Okay. So anyways, and to eliminate the veils of illusion so I can see that uncovering my emotional story And knowing my Enneagram type is the way to uncover my supposed to school beliefs and rules right. and expectations.
Yes. Take a breath. Now we're going to activate life force. Activating life force is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And by the way, removing the supposed to's that I'm not supposed to touch life force is actually one of those supposed to rules. So I'm going to walk you through this. It goes like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can see all of the trainings that I've had that have been connected to supposed to's that aren't serving me today in this very moment. And I don't have to be a victim to them anymore. Nice and easy. Take a breath. You're going to pull in that life force energy. Let it go in through your body. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around and ask all the negative energies to come back up and be put into the processor, nice and easy, and or garbage can, and then let it start to heal the places where the supposed to's have been connected to your physical body. They're not serving you anymore. Take a breath, nice and easy, and blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to be conscious and choose my supposed to's mm-hmm. that suit me, my life, and my partner's life. Take yes. a breath.
Next one. And to activate life force so I can trust that using the ecosystem approach will help me uncover my unconscious beliefs and get rid of them, remove those unconscious beliefs, and then activate life force in those places where those unconscious beliefs were. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on revealing my unconscious beliefs and rules so I can decide.
What is in my best interest and who yes. is in my best interest? I love that one. Take a breath. Let it come in. That life force energy is healing. It's calming. It's wonderful. Last one, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, love myself, love others, but also have clarity, awareness, and objectivity so I can see, know, and understand what and who is in my highest and best interest, and also decide what supposed to rules are in my best interest or not in my best interest, and then act accordingly for me. Take a nice big breath. Let that nice and easy activate life force come right in. Stop it. And all that negative energy that's left over, blow it out. And give yourself permission to heal from all of this. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Anxiety screening. And what if you're positive? You know, this actually happened to me the other day. I go to the allergy doctor every week for an allergy shot. And they did anxiety screening. And, you know, I had read about this. There was an article that a client had shown me. And I read about this. And the problem is that they see that there's a problem.
Okay.
That anxiety between people that for people under 65 is huge. Mm. And it's almost epidemic.
I would say true.
So they came up with the screening, which seems a little, you know, the person that was administering, she was even embarrassed for the questions because they were so open-ended.
I see.
And they weren't, you know.
Well, can you give us an example real fast? What was one of them?
You know, do you ever feel anxious? Well, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know,
but by using, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in. This is going to next week, but by using the ecosystem approach, you can get rid of the anxiety or at the very least calm it down.
What's really
where you are.
What's really exciting about this show is we're going to talk about how the mental health system in our country is broken.
Yes.
And how the ecosystem approach is a way for everybody to do it without the expense of therapy, without the, you know, and I'm not suggesting there are people that, in other words,
don't stop taking your anxiety drugs
or fire your therapist.
Exactly.
But
that's not
listen
what we're
to this show.
About. Yes.
Because all of us have day-to-day needs, mental health needs.
Absolutely.
And all we get is programming. Don't think this way, think this way.
Yes.
Don't feel this, feel this.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what causes the problem in the first place. And we're going to talk about
it.
This will be a fascinating show.
Yes, it will.
So if today's show, if you say, oh my gosh, I've got a supposed to school that's out of control. I have all these rules,
Yes.
What can I do? Go to our website right now, mm-hmm. theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section.
Okay.
That free section is amazing. You get our weekly newsletter. You get a whole bunch of content that's on our website that talks about how to use the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. Listen to our show every week.
Okay.
We tell you every week how to deal with different ways of working with energy.
Well, and so you're saying the ecosystem, how to make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of your life.
Yes.
Is exactly what you were just
exactly.
talking about. Okay. So,
and our Facebook page, if you want to go see us on Facebook, theecosystemapproach.org. And while you're there, please like us. We'd appreciate that.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.